Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
We begin our service today with the reading from the resurrection account from Luke's gospel. So as our sermon text today, we're going to go to Mark's gospel. We're going to be in Mark chapter 16. Mark was an evangelist, so he gets straight to the point. No Christmas story, no post-resurrection, just boom, here it is, and we're going straight to it. So we're going to look at his account today. If you are in, can you hand me a, there's these little black Bibles, these Emmanuel Bibles. That's on page 829. If you're on the YouVersion Bible app or in your own Bible, Mark chapter 16. If your health allows you, I would ask that you would stand in honor and reverence of the reading of the gospel this morning. Mark chapter 16, verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, they bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us? For the entrance has been blocked." When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. He was crucified, but he has been raised from the dead. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So this silly video, it begins with a scene that is actually a couple days after the resurrection. It's a scene where Peter has been out all night fishing, like he said, and he's not caught anything. And Jesus shows up. And they have this encounter on the beach, and it's the redemption story of Peter. But the explanation leads us back to our scripture today. Did y'all hear that? And so I want to read that verse to you again. Mark chapter 16, verse 7 says, "But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." What a beautiful example of grace, as what he called the unmerited favor of God, that crazy love of Jesus. Several scholars, when they're writing about this verse, they say that it was necessary because Peter's guilt was so large that he would not have gone to Galilee because he would have no longer have considered himself a disciple. And I can put myself in Peter's shoes where there were times in my life, though I believed, I would not feel like the in crowd at church. Does that make sense? I would feel kind of not good enough, like I hadn't done enough. But there's two words. They probably couldn't be any two more insignificant words in this entire resurrection story. "And Peter." Unless you're Peter. Don't you think those two words were probably the most important for Peter? So our scripture today uses "and Peter." And the empty tomb proves that second chances are available to everyone. Anybody thankful they've had a second chance in life? Anybody thankful they've had 12 extra chances? Anybody thankful that tomorrow he'll give us another extra chance? Yeah, some of us need some of it. My wife will tell you all about it after church if you want to. Have you ever felt left out? No? Hey, that's great. I have. You know, people maybe picking teams or giving out birthday invitations and, well, we're going to invite Sarah and Tommy and Brandon and Stacy. I couldn't come up with any more fake names, so I'm going, you know. And here I am in class going, they're not going to invite me. They're not going to invite me. Oh, and Andrew. I think that's how Peter probably felt. So imagine the ladies, they come back, right, and they're telling this story. And then they get to the part, and Peter's head's probably down, and the angels say, go tell my disciples, and Peter, and he probably perked up, and he probably started paying close attention to what was being said. And you see, I think we all are somewhat familiar with the what of Easter. What happened? We know the story. I think what we fail to realize sometimes is the why of Easter. The why this had to happen. So I want you to do me a favor, and I know this is going to be a little bit uncomfortable. But even just to yourself, if you're comfortable saying it out loud, say it out loud. But we're going to say and then our name. Do you know your name? I'm not so sure about some of you. All right, you ready? On three. One, two, three. And Andrew. Did you hear it? One more time. One, two, three. And Andrew. You're the why of Easter. Your name could be inserted for Peter's name. You. Not the person, just you. If nobody else was in this place today but you, Christ would still have said, and Andrew. You're the why. See, Jesus said, go tell the disciples and Peter. He said, go tell the disciples and Andrew. He said, go tell the disciples and those who have failed me. Go tell the disciples and those who have denied me. Go tell the disciples and those who betrayed me. He said, go tell the disciples and those who refuse to accept my love for them. He said, go tell the disciples and those who say they follow me, but I don't see them anywhere. He said, go tell the disciples and those with addictions and temptations and depression and problems and struggles. He said, go tell my disciples and Peter that I am going ahead of them to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. That one verse I have probably read several dozen times, and I just didn't matter to me. You ever read something before and it's not like you ignored it, but it just didn't stick to anything? But look at this verse. There's so many things that just this week comfort has just come over me. The fact that he says, and Andrew, that's so comforting to me. Because my life is a crazy story of dysfunction. And I'm not ashamed to say it. But then he said, he's going ahead of us. Whatever you got to face tomorrow, the risen Lord's already there. Whatever problems are coming 6 months down the road, the risen Lord's already there. Whatever struggles your kids will have 2 decades from now, Jesus said he's gone ahead of you. But then he promises something even better. He says, in those moments, we will see him. Anybody love when your life's going bad, you get to see Jesus? Amen, right? I mean, and you don't get to see him, but you see him in the smile of a friend. You see him in the prayer of a coworker, the chocolate cake of a grandmother. Come on now. You see Jesus in the hot and now sign at Krispy Kreme when you've left the hospital and your makeup's running off you. Well, I don't wear makeup. I don't wear makeup. But you see Jesus in all the little details of life because he promised he was in front of us and he promised he would see us. And he said, just as I have told you. You see, Jesus told the disciples he was going to die. And he told them 3 days later he'd come back. If he kept that promise, I think he's going to keep all of them. Now, he may not keep them in our time. He may not keep them in the way we want them. But if he came back to life to give us a second chance, I think he's going to come through for us. So this Easter, we all have a choice to make. Most of us are going to leave here and we're going to go eat. We're going to let the kids chase around and play eggs or dye eggs or do this. And we're going to take a long, long nap when we get wherever. And we're going to know the what of Easter. And it can just be a normal Easter. Easter 2019 can be the same as 2018, 17, 16, 15. Or you can begin to hear the why of Easter. You begin to hear Jesus telling you how much he loves you. That you're forgiven. That he's already there. And that he's going to keep his promises. Why is it worth my time? Somebody asked me about something, I want to know, why is it going to be worth my time? But I can't answer why it's worth your time. Not without sounding real preachy, and none of us like that. I can tell you why it's worth my time. Because I have fallen so short of who God's called me to be in my life. And I continue to fall short. I was telling somebody this morning, I'm not quite as bad as I was 6 years ago. But I hope in 10 years I look back and go, man, I'm glad I'm not the man I was then. I hope I'm not the Christian at 44 as I am at 34. But you know, every relationship in your life, every relationship takes effort on both sides. Jesus has done, is doing, and will continue to do his part. The question of Easter of 2019 is, what are we going to do with ours? We've been given an amazing opportunity, but it's just that. It's an opportunity to be in a relationship with the risen King of the world. We decide how serious we take that opportunity. My prayer is that this Easter will be the start of a new journey in all our lives. A journey that begins one step at a time to becoming the people that Jesus Christ has called us to be. Jesus said, go, tell my disciples, and he said, I'll see you soon. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. During our closing hymn, Because He Lives, I really want you to focus on the words that we're singing. To let them sink in like they're really true and they really matter. Because we're all going to come down from our Easter high. Do y'all realize that? Tomorrow, you got to go back to work. And the same grumpy coworker is going to be there. But because Christ is already there, we can live with assurance and confidence that everything's going to be all right. This altar is open. If you want to grab me and talk, pray, I'd love to do that. I'd love the honor to do that with you. But it's your opportunity. Let's stand as we close our time of worship together today.
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com, or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.